Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sarah Gennetti. I'm a registered dietitian and program consultant for the Creating Healthy Communities out of the Ohio Department of Health. I don't have any personal relationships to disclose, but my program is funded by the CDC Preventive Health and Health Services Block Grant, so my opinions don't necessarily reflect CDC or ODH. So the Creating Healthy Communities program has been around for 5 years, more realistically about 10 to 15, but it was under the name of the Cardiovascular Health Program and doing more direct care services. And back in 2010, we really wanted to focus on more policy systems and environmental change work. So we're in the last year of our grant cycle, and we currently fund 16 counties in Ohio, as you can see there, and mostly funding local health departments to work on chronic disease prevention through nutrition, physical activity, and tobacco initiatives. We have the goal of reducing chronic disease and obesity in Ohio and have the vision of making the healthy choice the easy choice. So with our program, like I said, we receive funding from the CDC and provide subgrants to local health departments. And each health department is required to have one full-time coordinator. CHC stands for Creating Healthy Communities. And these coordinators devote 100% of their time to our project. We found that a half-time person or two half-time people doesn't necessarily garner the results that we're looking for. We've seen in the past that oftentimes a health educator will get pulled doing other things, and we really want the focus to be on our work. So our coordinators vary in education. Some of them have their master's in public health. Some are registered nurses, dietitians. Some have their MBA, and it really varies. But all of them work in three identified priority communities within their county, and those have identified to be, highest chronic disease rates, highest health disparities, and highest health burden. And so even though we fund the whole county, we really want them to dive into those priority communities of highest need. Myself, I provide technical assistance and training along with my colleagues at the Ohio Department of Health to our local subgrants, and in turn, they report quarterly to us their progress, how they're doing on their initiatives, and their data. To give you an idea of their workload within those three priority communities, they need to work on one nutrition objective, one physical activity, and one tobacco in each area. So that's a total of 9 strategies in 1 year, which is a lot of work. And obviously they cannot do that alone, which is why they need a high-functioning coalition to help them. So who's on the CHC coalition? And this is a picture of our coalition in Washington County, which, let's see if I can do the pointer, is down here in southeast Ohio, which is a rural Appalachian county. And our coalitions differ. So in our large urban areas, we have subgroups for each of our three risk factors. And in our smaller areas, we really have a smaller group, but they still get this large amount of work done. As you can see here, there's a high school principal, there's senior center director, some other members in other counties include transportation, parks and recreation, education, healthcare systems, concerned citizens. Here is one of the coalition meetings, and they're all cheersing to drinking water first instead of sugary sweetened beverages. And I'm going to give examples on 5 different successes for our program, 2 healthy eating, 2 active living, and 1 tobacco. So this is a list of some comprehensive policy or environmental change strategies that our coordinators work on to increase access to healthy food. And I'll be specifically talking about farmers markets and SNAP incentives and healthy small retail. So first are some pictures of a couple of our projects. The 2 on the left are from Trumbull County, which is in northeast Ohio. And some of you may have attended sessions earlier this morning on SNAP incentives. And in Trumbull County, they were promoting the fact that SNAP is being accepted at the farmers market. And the sessions that I heard earlier is really just that awareness piece. A lot of people that are eligible for SNAP benefits do not know that farmers markets can accept those. So our coordinators work with local extension offices, the local food policy council, to really help advertise that these benefits are available, and they also help to write grants to get the EBT machine for the farmers market, working with the market manager to learn how to use that system. And it's just a collective approach. Again, we can't do these types of changes by ourselves. The top right picture is in Richland County, and that's more in central Ohio. And they've done a great job in their farmers market of providing cooking demonstrations so that recipients know what to do with the food once they go home. It's great if you get an eggplant, but if you don't know what to do with it, it's probably going to end up getting thrown away. And then finally, the map down at the bottom right is up in Cuyahoga County, where Cleveland is, and they are doing produce perks or SNAP incentives. Some of you may have heard of them as Double Up Bucks, and they have been working for several years on this project, and you could see all the different locations that they have, farmers markets that accept SNAP and also have the produce perks option, and you can redeem those tokens at the varying markets within the county. We have several other counties that are working on SNAP incentives, and this is more of a state priority for us at the Ohio Department of Health to really push this initiative statewide. Our second example for increasing access to healthy food is Healthy Corner Stores, and these pictures come from Toledo, Ohio, which is in Lucas County or in the Northwest. And our coordinator started out back in 2013 with one store. They approached a store owner about their idea of just having a stand with some fresh produce, and the store owner really was interested because he himself had his own personal health problems, and he saw the need to provide that healthier option to his community members. Our coordinators provided them with a stand, some signage, some promotion, and some assistance to the store owner to teach him how to safely handle produce, learn how long it can stay on the shelf, when it could go bad, and then in turn he really saw an increase in his WIC sales and actually saw kids buying bananas instead of candy bars, which is, you know, great to hear. With that success in 2013, our coalition started to work with 7 different stores this year, and it's really expanded. The top left picture is just showing a picture of a taste testing so that when clients come in or customers come into the store, they can taste some of the food before they buy it to know what to do with it. And we partnered with our local WIC dietitians to work on that. And then we also got local law enforcement involved. They helped to promote the stand as well and really have seen great results with this program. So next, I'm going to talk about increasing access to physical activity, and this is really improving areas of the built environment to making active living more readily available to those who need it most. And so I'll specifically be talking about examples about repaired parks and playgrounds and multi-use trails. So this is a picture of some initiatives that we worked on in Meigs County. That's another southeast Ohio Appalachian area, and unfortunately they do not have any parks and recreation department or funding. So even though there may have been space to be physically active, those swings were broken, the basketball courts were cracked, there wasn't access to water, so these play areas really just became abandoned. And with our grant funding, our CHC coordinator worked with his local village mayor to really repair these areas. So the frame of the swing was fine, and we just had to replace some of the swings. We used some funds to help resurface the basketball court, and the utilization of these playgrounds just went up right away. Kids were definitely using them, and the mayor is just so grateful. Our coordinator also leveraged funds from another grant. Since our grants are fairly small, they really just cover the salary of our coordinator and then some extra funds. So we really rely on a lot of in-kind and other grants to support our work. Next, this is from Summit County, which is more in the Northeast Ohio region. And our community champion here is a physical education teacher. Her name is Betty Kern. And she really had the vision of getting a 1-mile walking path built behind her school. and it was something she wanted to do for quite a while, and our coordinator had approached her. We had some funding available to help and help bring up around more partners, brought in the Parks and Rec director who helped design the trail, and we relied on a lot of in-kind for labor and excavation. So now the trail is over a mile long. The kids are using it for their physical education classes. The community residents are walking around it during the day. It also goes around a baseball field. So if kids are practicing, the parents can be walking instead of sitting down. So that's been a great success as well. Next is tobacco-free environments. And from our coordinators telling us, this is the hardest thing for them to do. A lot of this is all policy work versus more of the environmental changes that I had been showing you previously. So they work on things like smoke-free multi-unit housing, tobacco-free schools, tobacco-free parks and playgrounds. I'll give you an example about universities. The discouragement of tobacco sales in small retail is a new initiative that we're looking at moving forward in our next five-year grant cycle. And that's a way to bring the healthy retail component to not just healthy food, but also decreasing sales of healthy tobacco. As you probably all know, CVS chose not to sell tobacco, and we're trying to look at those smaller retail stores in our high-need areas to try to move towards that approach as well. So in Dayton, Ohio, our coordinators and coalition members are working in three universities, and I think this is unique because they're working in a state university, which is Wright State, who has a medical school, a community college, and also a private Catholic college, the University of Dayton. And none of the policies are completely passed, but they've all made efforts to move towards becoming tobacco-free. And once these policies are passed, we'll have impacted over 40,000 students. And we really want to share the importance of employee readiness, especially for those in the medical profession. We know that hospitals and other employers are choosing not to hire smokers. So at the university setting, we want to encourage not starting to smoke there as well. So not only being academically ready to go into the workforce, but also behaviorally ready as well. So program impact, we definitely want to share our successes, and some of the numbers here come from that quarterly reporting and data collection that we do four times a year, and the impact numbers are pretty much estimations of the population that was impacted based on the intervention. So last year we impacted over 80,000 Ohioans, only in 16 counties. We do have some larger urban areas, which is why our number can be fairly high. And we also leveraged a lot of funds. So collectively, we put out about $1.4 million to those 16 counties, and in return, they were able to leverage back $1.8 million, which really shows how effective those coalition partnerships are. Writing for additional grants, and this doesn't include any type of volunteer time or in-kind labor. Last year, we decided to do an infographic just to show a little bit more about what we're doing, and that's what you can see here. We have both of our published success stories from 2012 and 2013 on our website in addition to our infographic, and I invite you all to check those out. Since it's the last year of our five-year grant cycle, we're doing a couple different evaluation pieces. Ohio State University College of Public Health is working on evaluating our program. We sent out a coalition survey to all of our members around the state and got over 250 responses. There's a lot of information in there, but three key areas I wanted to point out is that the majority of them definitely care about the accomplishments of their coalition. So they're seeing the greater impact of not just, I did this, but we did this. They feel a sense of improving the health of their community and have identified that they've developed new collaborative relationships because of the Creating Healthy Communities Coalition. We also worked on key informant interviews with both our 16 CHC coordinators and 16 identified community champions. I won't read all of these, but I do particularly like the one on the top right. And that says, we've had bumps along the way, and it hasn't been easy. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, but we've made worthwhile and sustainable achievements. The county is better than it was 5 years ago. And I think this is great. Our coordinators tell us this is very hard work to make these policy and environmental changes. It takes multiple years, but with all the help with the coalition, they are definitely seeing some positive changes and really seeing that culture shift to making healthy choices more easily and readily available to those who need it most. So some future steps for our program: we're going to be publishing another booklet of success stories at the end of this year. Each of our coalitions and counties write on one success out of their 9 objectives that they thought to be most rewarding, and then we compile that into a booklet. As I mentioned, we're working on a 5-year comprehensive evaluation, so tying in those key informant interviews, those coalition surveys, what our impact has been over the 5 years, and how we've moved the needle to impact some change. We're happy to say that we'll be funding more counties in our next 5-year grant cycle, so we'll be moving from 16 to 23, and that's thanks to the Prevention of Public Health Fund growing. We've been able to receive more funds for that. And then we'll also, Ohio Department of Health has also been awarded what we call the 1422 grant, which is from the CDC. It's the State and Local Public Health Actions to Prevent Obesity, Diabetes, Heart Disease, and Stroke. So that's why, you know, we abbreviate it to the 1422. It's a mouthful. And a lot of these efforts are kind of the same as what CHC does, and also has a cross-collaborative approach to more clinical interventions. So us at the state level and at the local level will be helping to coordinate with this new grant funding source. Here's my contact information. You can definitely feel free to contact me. I really invite you to visit our website to learn more about our program, and I'll be happy to take questions at the end of all of the presentations. Thank you.